Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Sit here while I go over there and pray. Jesus is facing rejection. He's facing an agonizing death. He's facing a terrible ordeal. And he saw the need for quiet prayer, alone with the Father. Jesus began to be grieved and agitated. Imagine the sense of distress and desolation that he must have felt at this point. He's deeply grieved, even to death. Picture a breaking heart, anguish that threatens life itself. Think of the kind of death he faced, a death for sinners. In due course, Matthew, our gospel writer, will hear the cry from the cross that says the Father had forsaken Jesus at the point of death. And the Apostle Paul tells us that him who knew no sin, he made sin for us. Jesus would be one with the sinners in his death, experiencing the death that is due to sinners. And perhaps it was that brought about that tremendous disturbance of spirit that Matthew records. And Jesus had to be alone in prayer. But there's a sense where I think he could have been encouraged simply by having the support of his closest followers, his closest friends nearby. He only asks them to stay awake with him, nothing more. Just stay awake. But they can't do that. They fall asleep. Jesus goes a ways away and throws himself on the ground. He's prostrate and he prays, "My Father." Frankly, that reminds me of the prayer that he taught us, which begins, "Our Father." And in the Greek, it's very similar. Now, the issue at hand isn't that Jesus doesn't really want to do the Father's will. That's not the case at all. But the issue, I think, that Jesus is praying about is the one that includes the way of the cross. You know, is there another way other than the cross? Terrible, terrible death. Perhaps the worst death that the ancient world knew. Now, Jesus is firmly determined to do the Father's will. And even though he prays that this cup might pass from him, it's only if it accords with the divine plan. Now, in the Old Testament, the word cup has associations of suffering and the wrath of God. And we should observe the same symbolism here, as Jesus' death meant suffering. It was a death for sin. And so the wrath of God is connected to it. Jesus returns to his disciples and he finds them sleeping, lacking the strength to watch with him. Have you ever been that tired, where you simply can't keep your eyes open? I know it occasionally happens during a sermon, but aside from that, you know, actually I have been, and I'm sure you have been also. Times when you desperately want to stay awake, sometimes when you're driving, but you simply can't. And you can feel your eyelids beginning to creep down. maybe if you're driving, you roll the window down and let the hot or the cold, whatever the temperature is, blow on your face. Or maybe you pull over and try to doze for a little bit. I've been that sleepy. That's the kind of sleep I think that the disciples felt. Jesus returns to them and finds them sleeping, lacking the strength to watch with him, even after all their professions of loyalty and their readiness to die for him. And he exhorts them to stay awake and pray that they not come into the time of trial. Jesus shows that the victory of spirit over flesh belongs to him, and the victory of flesh over spirit belongs to the disciples and to us. But Jesus' words to his friends, show us and teach us about the constant need for prayer. A willing spirit, dear ones, is not enough for you and for me. We need prayer. We need God's help, or we too will fall asleep. Jesus prays again, my Father. And he also adds, your will be done. Again, reminding me of the prayer that he taught us. And then Jesus comes to his disciples again, for their eyes were heavy. And Jesus says nothing that's recorded. But he goes and prays a third time. And then once more he comes back, for the hour is at hand. The salvation of sinners throughout the world begins right here. He's betrayed. Dreadful treachery by one of his followers. And Jesus, the Son of God, will go to his death in accordance with the will of the Father. Get up, let us be going. The time for sleep is over. And in some respects, the time for sleep for you and I is also over. Amen.